Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And hey, it's Tuesday on the show. What's going on, everybody? Here today. Lot to talk about. We have got last night's Monday Night Raw, which had a big angle in the main event. Actually, a couple of big angles on the show. We got at least two matches now for WrestleMania that have not officially been announced, but we got three ways for the show. Roman Reigns, CM Punk, and Seth Rollins, and Rhea Ripley and Bianca Belair and Io Sky. Both looking to be three ways, which, you know, we talked about before, but adding those, and we got a lot to talk about with Raw. We've also got tonight's NXT, which is live from the theater at Madison Square Garden, and we'll have a bunch of matches there. Six matches announced for this. Actually, there's five. The sixth thing announced is appearances by LFG coaches. What could be more exciting than that? For Wednesday, we have two things announced for NXT. No matches. So hopefully we get some of those announced soon. And we got a bunch of other lineups as well. And then a lot of news notes. We've got the WWE Hall of Fame, the date and location. We've got Collision getting split up on the week of March 22nd and 23rd. We got SmackDown ratings, which did very well. And Raw should do great on Netflix next week because old John Cena is back. And I also want to talk about, well, we can talk about the weekend because I didn't get to talk about it yesterday. Sempervivi did. But I want to talk about SmackDown, actually, at least for a moment. And we'll be back in a moment. Observer Live.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane. And you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak. And there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Oh, it's good to be back in the, what do you used to call this chair? The big boy chair?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you called it.
Something like that.
What's the matter with you? I'm in a great mood.
Are you?
Yeah.
Then why are you jumping on me?
What are you talking about?
I'm not the one in the chat saying you showed up for work today.
Well, that guy, he's just trying to troll me here. Brother, I work every day, whether I'm yelling at you through this microphone or not. Every day. I suffer and I toil for you, dear listeners. You want to know what happened yesterday?
Yes.
I wasn't going to talk about this, but whatever.
Oh, God, no.
So I was like an hour and a half before the show started. I got a text from Pedro Sauer. He goes, I'm in Oregon. If you want to come down. I was like, well, it's only Oregon. It's not that far. So, like, I was like, oh, man. So I called you. I was supposed to do a Tom show 20 minutes. Supposed to do Observer Live at noon. So I, like, got a hold of both of you, and I was like, I gotta be there at 4:30 in Oregon. So I got to go. Can you do this? And so you guys said yes. So long story short, I drove down to Oregon. I got a 90-minute private with old Pedro Sauer. And, yes, I got my third degree.
Oh, look at you.
19 years of pain and suffering went into this. 19 years. 10 years of that as a black belt. So I did this private. It was awesome. Pedro's the greatest guy. He's the greatest guy. This is like a pro wrestling, what someone would say in a pro wrestling promo, but it's true. He's the greatest guy on earth.
A jam-up guy.
No, he's honestly, like, he's the greatest. I mean, anybody who is part of the Pedro Sauer Association, they will tell you, he is the best guy. So anyway, did that, got back in the car, and I went down with my buddy Bo, okay? And so we're driving back, and, like, we had to stop to eat. I actually didn't eat for 27 hours.
Jesus.
Because I normally would eat at 1, but, like, I had to get in the car and go. And so we got in the car, and we went, and then, like, you know, by the time everything, it was like I didn't even eat. So, you know, it's like 8 o'clock. I haven't eaten since 4 the day before. And so, you know, we had to stop and get something to eat. And then, you know, we're driving back, and Bo's like, he's hanging on by a thread. He's ready to die. He's like, oh, man, I'm dreaming of my bed. You know, 2 hours, I'm going to be in that bed. I'm going to be sleeping. I'm like, You're going to be sleeping. You better not fall asleep in this car, or you're going to wake up with no eyebrows. So anyway, point is, drop this bloke off. He stumbles into the house half dead. Drive back. Get in the house. Sit down. Watch Raw. Watch that show. Call Dave. Dave, you ready to go? Yeah! You know what that means when he says yeah? It's another 25 minutes because he's like, you know, getting ready. And then I did the show, and I didn't get done until 1:45 a.m. or something like that. But I did it. And you know what the point is? I worked yesterday, Mushroom Man. Yes, I did. I'm going to talk about it here today. What was the other thing somebody said? Somebody had another silly thing that they said. I don't remember what it was.
Is it just one?
Oh, you know what it was? It was about, actually, I want to talk about it later, but I guess I'll talk about it now. It has nothing to do with me. So we've got the Hall of Fame coming up, okay? You guys know the Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
All right. Well, the 2025 Hall of Fame ceremony is going to take place at the, whatever it's called, hotel in Las Vegas.
Fountain Blue?
It says it's Fontaine Blue, but Dave said Fountain. What is it?
Fountain Blue.
Whoever wrote this on the front page, they wrote Fontaine Blue.
The Paul Fontaine Blue?
It might be. But anyway, it's listed as an 8 p.m. start time. This was a big to-do yesterday. What time is this Hall of Fame starting? Okay. And, you know, everyone's trying to figure out when it's starting. Well, if you go to WWE.com, because apparently there were, like, a bunch of different press conferences. It's funny because this happened with AEW and with WWE this weekend.
I was gonna say, that was a thing on Sunday.
Yeah, so on Sunday, you know, AEW had their pay-per-view, and they sent out this big email to all of the people that had bought tickets, and they announced, I'm gonna even find it here because it was, like, it was so astonishing. They sent an email to everybody, and it said, Revolution, doors open at 6 p.m., events start at 7 p.m. This was sent to ticket holders, okay? So if you're in L.A., you get an email saying, hey, show's tonight, doors open at 6, event starts at 7. Well, let me tell you something. Anybody who showed up for the doors at 6 missed hours of the show. The doors actually opened at 3. So anyway, that was wacky. And then yes, for the WWE Hall of Fame, it was like they had all of these different. There was a press release it had one time, and then
man, time zones are hard, man, especially during daylight saving season, I guess.
So it appears that the show is going to take place at 10 o'clock p.m. Pacific. And this one says the Blue Live Theater. So it's not Fountain Blue or Fontaine Blue. This says the Blue Live Theater.
But the Blue Live Theater is probably in the Fountain Blue.
That's what it says right here. At the Blue Live, and that's not 12 a.m. lasting. If it's 10 o'clock p.m. Pacific, that's 1 a.m. on the East Coast.
Is that anything like the Blue Oyster?
I don't know. But anyway, lasting was all, here's the point. Lasting was all upset. And I saw people upset on Sunday night with the AEW pay-per-view. And they were like, you know, it's for AEW, it was like, okay, fine. Saturday night, you want to run until midnight. Okay, that's cool. But, I mean, Sunday night, you're running till midnight. It's a work night. It's a school night. Why do these shows have to go so long on a Sunday night? And then the complaint about this one is, who in God's name is going to start watching the Hall of Fame at 1 a.m.? Why do promoters run their shows at 1 a.m., et cetera, et cetera? And I've thought about this a lot because, you know, back,
a long ride.
back in the day, you had a television time slot, and that's what time your show was going to air. You didn't get to choose. You didn't get to choose how long it was going to go. Maybe you could choose, like, an extra, you know, overrun or whatever. But, you know, nowadays, you know, it's become this thing where what used to be a 2 hour and 40 minute pay-per-view is now, if you include the pre-show, 5 hours and 15 minutes. And, you know, it's one thing when it was every 4 months for AEW, now it's every month. And these are long shows, and WWE runs long shows. And, you know, the thing is, it's a disconnect. You remember how I said that AEW didn't have production meetings, and then Tony got mad, and he goes, "We do have production meetings." And then, well, he explains something that he considers a production meeting, but, like, no one else considers that a production meeting. And then he said, consider the source. Remember all this?
Yes.
Okay. Because Tony has a different idea of what a production meeting is than, like, everyone else on Earth. Okay, fine, whatever. That's what he says. But see, the thing with Tony, and it's not just Tony, but it's a lot of people actually in the business, and Dave is like this as well. They love wrestling. Not just like you and me and the people on the chat or whatever. Like, we love wrestling and everything like that. I'm talking they love wrestling. And so you could sit Tony Khan down and Dave, and I'm sure probably Lenny, and there's others as well, people that like love wrestling. And you could have them start watching wrestling at 8 a.m. and they could watch wrestling until midnight nonstop. And they would never get sick of it. And they would never say there's too much. And they would absolutely, positively love it. Okay? Meanwhile, the rest of us are like, dude, it's been 4.5 hours. We still don't have a main event yet. That's the disconnect. And so you can see it. Like, you ever watch an AEW pay-per-view that goes like 5 hours? And then Tony goes to the press conference and this dude is like out of his mind. He's so full of excitement. He could talk for 7 hours about the show after running a 5-0 where he's sitting there back and he's cheering at Gorilla and he's like, yeah, he's all excited. That's Tony. But like the rest of us, I don't want to sit up at 1 o'clock a.m. and watch the Hall of Fame. But, you know, there's some people that love it. And they'll be there from 1 till 4 watching that Hall of Fame. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription. And
will send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
No, Dom, you're going to continue now. Did you guys know Dom went to the pay-per-view this weekend? How was it, Dom?
Yeah, anybody who was listening to when Mike and Tom were hosting last week knows I accidentally gave my 2 cents because I thought Mike said Dom instead of Tom, but it was great. Thank goodness that they shot the angle with Swerve at the end of the show, because the way that main event ended, a lot of people around me were not happy, but the Swerve thing was a nice little piece of excitement to go home to, and the rest of the show was phenomenal.
I did hear from people that went to the show, they were like, because there was a lot of online anger about Moxley retaining the title. And I did hear from people that were in the building that were like, hey, you know, it wasn't a lot of heat for the main event. But, I mean, after the Swerve thing and the big angle, I mean, they left happy. They didn't leave angry. Was that the impression you got?
100%. When Mox retained, at least in my section, there were a lot of like, really? That's what they did? Everybody was we were all expecting shenanigans. Shenanigans ensued. We were expecting a different finish, at least the people around me. And then when, you know, we saw Swerve, he was about the angle was shot about 2 sections away from me, so we actually saw him before I assume the cameras got to him, and that was definitely a piece of excitement. And on the way out, it was a packed stadium. If it didn't sell out, it was very close to selling out. People were chatting about it. They were excited. There was not a lot of moaning and groaning and complaining. There was something that to send the people home happy, and It I'm not going to say it erased the sourness of the Mox retaining, but it allowed us to focus on the show as a whole and say, oh, that ended great, and not talk about Ospreay's match or Kenny's match or literally any of the other matches and grumble about the main event. We went home happy.
Well, you know, that main event, so if you didn't see it, the deal was Christian ran down to cash in. And he cashes in his briefcase, and he spears Copeland, who kicks out. He hits the unprettier, whatever it's called, the kill switch. But before he can go for the pin, Moxie grabs him in the bulldog choke. And I got to ask a question to all of the sickos here. So he's got him in that bulldog choke, and Christian reaches over, and he puts his hand on Edge's chest, who's on his back. And the ref counts one. And as soon as the ref counted one, in my head, I thought, oh my God, no. No. Like, it makes sense. This is the AEW title. This is not the WWE Intercontinental title. This is the AEW title. You're going to do an AEW title change where an unconscious man put his hand on another unconscious man? No, you can't. And anyway, he got yanked off by Moxie, pulled him off, and then he tried again, Moxie pulled him off, and then he went out. And, I mean, I know people were mad, but, like, you would have preferred the other finish? An unconscious, choked-out man pinning another unconscious man? That kid, there's no way that's better. This guy says yes! Oh, my Lord.
Brian, again, I can only attest I can only attest to the people around me. We lost our minds when we realized he had stretched his hand onto Cope and the pin started. So I'll say, at least the people around me, yes.
Okay. I mean, maybe people would have really liked that. I mean, maybe they would have really liked that. I don't know. But, you know, here's what I can say, because there's a lot of stories on the internet about old Adam Copeland and Christian. And I think the one that I heard was that Copeland refused to put over Christian. I'm pretty sure. Was that the rumor that was going around yesterday?
What?
Yeah. There was a big rumor on the internet. Somebody had said something about that. And, yeah, maybe that's not what the thing was.
Moxley wouldn't put over? Wait, I don't know. Go ahead.
Okay, listen. I'll just say this. I've heard nothing resembling that. And on top of that,
fanfic was this?
Okay, apparently some people did see that rumor. Okay. I cannot imagine that Adam Copeland would not put over Christian. Okay?
Are they best friends?
I cannot imagine that.
And business partners for real?
But I do know this, okay? I do know this. I don't know all of the details, okay? But there was apparently some idea for the main event that involved way more people than ended up being out there, including some returns. And, I mean, at the last minute, it just got axed. And I don't know who it was or what they were going to do. But there was a second plan that didn't take place. I think that because, and it was not Shane McMahon, for the love of God, okay? Whatever it was, it involved people that have been there or that have been there in the past. It was not a Shane McMahon debut. But, you know, I think that what happened was, there were changes to what happened in the main event, and I think that people heard that, and then they saw what almost happened with the hand on the chest, and then he got yanked off, and they came to this conclusion that he wouldn't put the guy. That's not what happened. I mean, I would say 99% sure that no matter what was planned before or after, Moxie was always retaining, and he was always going on to face Swerve at the next pay-per-view. So if I find out any more, I'll let you guys know. But I did see that rumor, and I was like, what? Why would Adam Copeland? You realize that Adam, I think he's done a job to Christian on this run. Twice, I think. So the idea is not going to put the guy over. I mean, no.
No, I don't know who. Sounds like somebody made that one up or whatever. But, yeah, no. So just keep going.
All right. Well, you know, there was also it was funny. We had two cage matches back to back, and they were different and also exactly the same. Both of them, like, so much stuff got kicked out of that by the end it was silly, on both Raw and on the pay-per-view. And I like, it's funny.
A little bit more on the pay-per-view.
I really liked both matches. I thought both matches were great. But at the same time, it was like, you've kicked out of 4 curb stomps now, and you've kicked out of the GTS 3 times already. And on the other show, it was like, you got stabbed 4 times.
You kicked out of the
actually got stabbed
weapon.
3 times. I'm sorry. He got stabbed 3 times, which
brainbuster
actually led to nothing. Yeah, the brainbuster through the chair after a brainbuster in the ring, and then he got dropped Jiminy Christmas first on those tacks, and they're sticking out of his ding-dong. I mean, it's like, and it's still going. It's still going. So both of them, it was like, those matches, here's the thing, those matches would have been awesome. They would have been just, if not more awesome, if you did a little less. It's okay to do a little less. You know what I mean?
True. Yes.
That's a life lesson. It's always okay to do a little less. I'm not saying don't do anything or be lazy, but most people do a little more than they need to. It's always okay to do a little less. You know, when you take drugs, for example, it's always okay to do a little less than whatever you're doing.
Throttle your motor there a little bit.
If I get suplexed, Jiminy Christmas first in attacks, I'd rather 1 than 5. A little less would be, preferable to me. And it would be the finish, and I would retire. I'm just saying.
You know, there was a taser used in the Tony Storm Mariah May match that completely has gotten forgotten about. Like, a taser was introduced at some point in the only 13. It's hard for me to believe still that match went less than 14 minutes with everything that they did in it. But
dude, that women's match in some ways was the best match on the show. And that reminds me, because I want to talk about it. So,
it's the best spectacle.
Golly
sure.
Gee Willikers. That, I'm going to pull out a whole Jumpin' Jehoshaphat. That women's match on the what they call the Hollywood ending, Toni Storm and Mariah May.
Yes.
Match was awesome. That match was awesome. It was perfect. And, you know, funny, this guy here, he asks kind of a good question, but he goes, if the crowd is hot for every near fall, how do you know when to stop? You stop yourself. You don't have to give the fans everything.
No.
They didn't pay you infinite money. Like, you can give them enough, and then it's done.
Yeah, you want their money again the next time, so give them a reason to give it to you.
That Mariah May, Toni Storm match was 13 minutes long. They could have gone 30. They didn't. They went 13. And it was freaking perfect. It was absolutely perfect at that length. They did not need to go 5 minutes longer. They did not need to go 45 minutes longer. They did exactly what they needed to do, and they got out of there. That's what perfection is. Perfection is taking away everything unnecessary. That's what it is. So anyway, that match was freaking great. And the other thing I want to talk about is on SmackDown. And, like, I don't know, man. That segment they did with Bianca Belair and Naomi as they discussed the attack of Jade and Naomi finally admitted that she did it. And as she's explaining why, she in tears. And I'm not talking goofy pro wrestling tears. Like in the middle of the sentence, she just breaks down. She's freaking bawling. And Bianca is bawling. And I mean, I swear to God, this was one of the best women's back and forth segments I've ever seen.
Better than Beyond the Gates.
Dude, it was incredible. Naomi with the best performance of her entire life. And there's a lot to that promo. There's a lot to that promo. But you should watch it, everybody. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately,
it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, come on. Hey, before we get into Raw.
Yeah, I got something to say here.
Oh, yeah, what's that?
Corey Conway said, was it a taser or was it a stun gun? And she had a taser. The stun gun actually shoots out, you know. Like,
what about the gun
wire.
Stun?
But, like, a taser actually, like,
oh my
that's
God.
What
What do you have
had.
A taser for?
Because you never know when you might need it.
I like how, at the beginning of the show, I presented a black belt, and then later in the show, you presented a taser.
Like I've always said, you won't get within 10 feet of me, Brian.
Christ. All right, hey, I got to mention, before we get to Raw, that... What'd you think about Jey Uso getting choked out for the 85th time with like 8 weeks more to go? Are you sick of it?
Brian! Brian! Wrestling! You don't know anything about wrestling and feuds and history and how these things work.
I can't remember if he actually said this, but somebody on the chat said that he said this. Did he actually say that every feud in wrestling is boring? He didn't say that as a... Anyway, the point is I'm bored, and we got like 8 weeks left till the show or something crazy like that, which means... Then we got like 8 weeks left until the convention. And I know some of you are waiting on whether to buy tickets or not. So listen carefully, okay? The Night One watch party is sold out. You can't buy a ticket anymore. So if you were thinking about it and you waited, it's too late. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be a jerk. I'm just telling you. Night One is sold out. The Night Two watch party is nearly sold out. We still do have tickets available for Fogo de Chao at noon on Saturday, the Wicked Spoon Brunch on Sunday. I believe the post-WrestleMania...
Your nickname is the Wicked Scoop.
Can you please? I presume the post-WrestleMania suite parties, but I'm checking on those. They might be sold out or close. And the meet and greet and Q&A with Dave and I, which is Friday at noon at the Palms. So if you want to attend any of this, I know we're still 7 or 8 weeks out, but we can sell out. So get your tickets now. It's f4wonline.com/Vegas. That is f4wonline.com/Vegas. And all sorts of stuff are up there. So grab it. I'm excited to go to Vegas. I haven't gone to Vegas in a long time. We're going to party.
Get loose.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to party. Tonight is NXT.
like a threat.
And the when you go to Vegas, that is a threat. March 11th is tonight. It's NXT Roadblock, Madison Square Garden, a theater at Madison Square Garden. We've got Obafemi versus Moose for only the NXT title. We have got Matt and Jeff Hardy versus Nathan Frazier to Axiom only for the TNA tag titles. We have Julia versus Stephanie in a winner-take-all double title match. So a couple of things. I won't spoil it. You'll know tomorrow. One of these women is two things. There is a visa issue, and also this woman is banged up. And I'm not even sure she should be wrestling tonight, quite frankly, but she is because, you know, they got doctors and everything. But anyway, so someone's gone for a while, and they needed to get this done, and so both titles are on the line. Now, it is not a unification match. Someone is leaving as a double champion, which means the winner of this match can defend one title, they can defend the other title, and presumably when the loser comes back, they'll win that one back. So that's the plan. And then we also have Javon versus Ethan Page in a street fight. Roxanne versus Jordan Grace. and WWELFG coaches The Undertaker, Mickey James, Booker T, and Bubba Ray Dudley will appear on the show. Excited for that.
See, Mickey had her last time in that role before she's replaced by Michelle McCool.
And then we've got AW Dynamite tomorrow. And Kenny Omega will have a promo segment. And MJF will have a promo segment.
Everybody else is injured.
We literally know nothing else. Now, yes, that is the story, that there was a full card, but Tony doesn't know who's going to be there.
I'm not buying that story, Brian. I'm sorry. I don't buy it.
Listen, Tony, don't get mad at me, okay? But you're not the only one, Mike, who's like, what? Listen, people for sure got banged up at the pay-per-view. 100%.
Absolutely.
Okay? Not 200 people. We should have a card by now. But we don't. So we're going to see who's available, I guess. And that's that. All right, Raw.
What if you have a card that's already set up, let's just say it's MJF as her, Fletcher can't go, Ospreay can't go. Okay, fine. Powerhouse Hobbs didn't wrestle. Like, there are things, I don't know. If you have a whole card listed, everybody is now, it's all got thrown asunder, and the only thing that you can announce coming off a pay-per-view, that seems to be loved by most, or at least, you know, has not been killed by everybody. I don't get it. You should have something big planned other than these two guys are going to talk. Have something else planned.
All right, so for the Raw show, tell me if you've heard this before. Jey Uso faced Grayson Waller. Theory tried to interfere. Jey Uso ran Theory off the apron, speared Grayson, pinned him. Theory hit the ring. They double-teamed Jey Uso. He sent them both packing. And then Gunther showed up and choked out Jey Uso. Bro, I'm bored. I'm
Groundhog
sorry.
Day.
I've seen this 50 times. We have 8 weeks left.
So next week, are trying to insert a little bit. Maybe, did you see Otis kiss Jey Uso? You know, maybe they were inserting Alpha Academy into this so they can be choked
well,
out.
Well, they got to add something, dude. Because, I mean, how many times can I see this exact same thing? And next week, it is Jey Uso versus Theory. So, there we go.
It's a slow walk.
Logan Paul came out for a promo. My God, this guy got heat. They've got this Andrew Schultz bloke.
He gets so much heat, he turned Andrew Schultz babyface.
Hey, I heard his special was really good. I had all sorts of people emailing me last night.
Funny guy.
But he's out there, and then Logan says he's here for me. And I swear to God, Schultz cut one of the best promos on this show. He just, like, he buries Logan Paul. I didn't come to see you. I came to see Punk and Seth. I want to see AJ Styles. And then Logan tries to beat him up, but AJ makes a save. Looks like AJ and Logan Paul at WrestleMania.
I'm fine with that.
That should be a silly match.
Yeah.
That should be a lot of jumping. You like jumping? Well, if I got
like
a match for you.
Springboards? Yeah.
We had New Day versus Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee in a tornado match. They're doing all this nuttiness. It's actually a really good match. And then some dude, this is growing on me already. This guy comes out of the crowd and he jumps up onto the barricade. And he does a diving Hurricane Rana on Dragon Lee. And it's horrid, okay? This diving, like Dragon Lee is good enough that he saved this guy's life, but it's like terrible. But then this mask guy, he's got a USA mask, and apparently it has Alpha Academy on it. He does a running El Santo flying headbutt, which actually looked awesome. That one looked awesome. And then security comes and they're dragging the guy away. And Michael Cole and, Pat McAfee, like, this was a Vince McMahon thing, and it was irritating. Like, I was really irritated, but, like, as the show goes on, I'm less irritated by it. They will not say Chad Gable's name. So Pat McAfee has to go, who was that guy? Was that a fan? Was that a mystery luchador? And Cole goes, you know who that was. And Pat goes, who? And Cole goes, he's the guy that said he was going to go learn the dark arts of Lucha Libre. And McAfee goes, who is that? And Cole goes, you know damn well who it is. He went to Mexico. He's going to be coming back soon, having learned. And I'm like, why can't we say the guy's like, it was so bad that I thought, did Michael Cole forget Chad Gable's name? Like, did he shoot forget his name? You know, he's 50s now. Did he forget what his name was, and that's why he couldn't say the guy's name? But, like, somebody on the headset had to be going, like, it's Chad Gable. Jiminy Christmas. Say the guy's name. Nope. So, anyway, later in the show, Chad Gable's walking around backstage. And Kathy Kelly. Which, by the way, anyone have Google Docs? Is there a reason that every time I type the word Kathy, it autocorrects it to Cathay? With like an A between the H and the Y. I've never written that word in my life.
Yes.
But Google, they will not let me write Kathy. And I try to, anyway, the point is, she meets with Gable and she goes, Chad, are you proud of what you did in that tornado match tonight? And Chad goes, what are you talking about? She said, you were out there in a lucha mask. You interfered. Chad goes, I wasn't out there. Some crazed fan jumped the rail. Like, where was security? It's Madison Square Garden. It's New York. They should have been there faster. You should have dragged that guy. And Kathy's like, dude, why are you lying to us? You're wearing the same outfit that guy was wearing. We all know it. And all of a sudden, there's a noise in the background. And they both turn. And there is a masked luchador in the same sweatshirt Chad is wearing, with the mask on, being dragged out by security. And Chad looks, and he looks back, and he goes, I died. I absolutely died. And the only thing about it, which at this point I'm still mildly irritated, but like, this is, I'm loving it. They go to the announcers, and then Michael Cole, this idiot, goes, I guess I got to apologize to Chad Gable. I'm like, you had credibility for a while there, brother. Now you're just every other idiot. But I like it. I like it so far.
Hey, it was not.
You know what I loved back in the day? Mr. America. When Hogan did the Mr. America gimmick.
Yes.
And it's like, it could be nobody on earth besides Hulk Hogan. Nobody has that physique. And like, I mean, it was just like, it was incredible. But like, they pretended it wasn't Hogan, but you knew it was. Anyway, I just loved it.
The mystery of the Midnight Rider, you know? But Kathy Kelly and Gable were great. And it wasn't Kyla Braxton and Paulie, but it was kind of that same dynamic because together they were great. And as you mentioned, how he just stared at her at the end was fantastic.
All right, so we had Raquel beating Bayley, so she'll get a shot at Lyra's title. We had an Io Sky interview, and essentially what happened is Bianca came out, but then Rhea's angry. So Rhea comes out, starts yelling at Bianca, saying Bianca cost her the match because she didn't want to face her. And they're ignoring Io, and they're just going back and forth, and Io's in the background getting more and more irritated. And finally she tries to step, like, I'm the champion, and they pie face her, and then she flips her lid, and she slaps them both, and they both back up, and she pitches this giant fit and points at the side and points at them, and the crowd's going nuts. And so we got a three-way coming up for Mania, which we expected. And then the main event is Punk and Seth in a cage match where they kicked out of 9 million finishers. And then at the end, Seth finally hits a super stomp. He's been beaten by his arch-rival CM Punk every time they've wrestled. He finally gets the super stomp, and he's going to get the satisfaction of finally pinning this man. And Roman Reigns comes down and yanks him out of the cage. And yes, Seth got the win, but he didn't want that win. He wanted to pin CM Punk. And Roman kills him outside. He stomps him on the ground. He kills CM Punk inside. Paul Heyman's in there trying to console CM Punk. Roman destroys Punk. Another three-way in Mania. This was a great match and a great angle. And they got a long way they can go with this one. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
A Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back at the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We've got a Brian and Vinny and Granny and Craig and Sean show tonight. I think that's everybody. But we're watching...
No Mark?
No Mark on this show. Two shows out of 1,008, and people are furious. Two. I didn't even know he was going to want to do the show. I didn't even think he'd want to watch it.
He offers a different perspective.
Yeah, he did. But anyway, he's not on the show tonight, but we're going to watch Mid-South Wrestling. I believe, I'd have to go back and check, but I think it's Season 6, Episode 16, I think we're on. Anyway, you can go in the Brian and V show archives and see what we watched last week. But golly, I sat through 9 weeks of that TV title tournament for just the lamest, goofiest, just what a letdown that finish was last week. They better have a good follow-up. I shouldn't hold my breath. Okay, great.
Well, you know.
Oh, man.
Where do you come down on medallions as title belts?
Actually, you know what's amazing about it? I don't think Nick Aldis is a subscriber. I don't know. I don't think he is. But when they did that segment on SmackDown where he's explaining everything that was going on in the tag team title division on SmackDown for the last 3 months, it's like the thing that he made on that whiteboard was pretty much exactly like the brackets for that Mid-South TV tournament in 1984. Except he was like, it was clearly a joke on SmackDown, but like, that was real life in Mid-South. They had this, I can't even explain it. I need a whole show to talk about that bracket. I do!
Season 6, episode 16.
Thank you. Season 6, episode 16 tonight. Join the fun, everybody. Subscribe to the site and follow along with us tonight. It's going to be fun. And we'll be back tomorrow with more Wrestling Observer Live.